This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief a delegation of members of Parliament in Parliament today ahead of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Earlier, the government had announced plans to send multi-party delegations to various countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Seven such delegations are scheduled to visit key partner countries, including members of the UN Security Council, later this month. These delegations will comprise members of Parliament from different political parties, prominent political figures and distinguished diplomats. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal underscored energy security as one of the most pressing global challenges of our times. Leading India's delegation to the BRICS Energy Ministers meeting in Brazil, the minister showcased India's clean energy achievements. He highlighted India's decade-long progress in expanding power generation, boosting renewable energy, advancing green hydrogen and improving energy access.
For the past decade, India's electricity capacity has grown by 90%, reaching 475 gigawatts as of March 2025, and is projected to reach 900 gigawatts by 2032. This growth has been driven by a significant shift towards non-fossil fuel resources, with renewable and other clean energy consistently outpacing thermal capacity additions. India is making remarkable progress in its energy transition and is on track to achieve its nationally determined contributions ahead of schedule.
India has been awarded the Certificate of Elimination of Trachoma as a public health problem by the World Health Organization, WHO, at the 78th World Health Assembly in Geneva. This recognition is a testament to India's sustained efforts in disease elimination, preventive healthcare, and commitment to ensuring health for all. On October 8th last year, WHO declared the government of India has eliminated trachoma as a public health problem. India also became the third country in the Southeast Asia region to reach this public health milestone. The government has taken various steps under the National Program for Control of Blindness and Visual Impairment to eliminate trachoma. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had good discussions with his U.S. counterpart Howard William Lutnick towards expediting the first tranche of India-U.S. bilateral trade agreement. The talks come against the backdrop of both countries exploring the possibility of an interim trade arrangement in goods ahead of finalizing the first phase of the trade agreement by October this year. Mr. Goyal is leading the team of senior Indian officials to Washington for discussions from May 17th with their U.S. counterpart on the trade agreement. External Affairs Minister Dr. Esh Jaishankar has appreciated the Netherlands for strong condemnation of the Pahalgam attack and support for zero tolerance against terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar's remarks came as he held discussions with his Dutch counterpart Kasper Welkamp in The Hague yesterday. The External Affairs Minister is on a six-day visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he had wide-ranging discussions on deepening our bilateral partnership and engagement with the EU and exchange views on the global situation in an era of multipolarity. India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, has said that it is high time that Islamabad hands over chiefs of Pakistan-based global Islamist terror organizations Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed to India. In an interview with Israel's TV channel, Mr. Singh highlighted that these Pakistani outfits have been involved in innumerable terror attacks on India, including the heinous April 22nd Pahalgam attack in Jammu and Kashmir. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert warning for Karnataka to predict very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. IMD had also issued a red alert warning for Karnataka and adjoining areas during the next 3 days. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened lower amid mixed global cues as selling was seen in the auto, PSU, bank and financial services sector in the morning trade today. Sensex declined 72 points to 81,986, while Nifty dropped 15 points to 24,930 in the early trade when reports last came in. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will face Rajasthan Royals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.